Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to be looking at the halachas of For Whom One Mourns. This is Siman Reish Gimel, the 203rd chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at two basic concepts today. Number one is which relatives one mourns for, and number two is babies that pass away, Rachmon Litzon, God should save us from such situations. Let's jump in right at the top. Which relatives does one mourn for in general? So the general rule is there are seven relatives that a person mourns for. That is, if a person uses, and all of this is God forbid, we don't want this to happen, but just describing it, they are, if a person uses their father, their mother, their son, their daughter, their brother, and their sister, as well as a husband for his wife, and a wife for her husband. What happens if the sister is already married? One still mourns for her. This is unlike a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to impurify himself when his sister passes away and she is already married. But avelos is for a sister, even if she is married. Is there a custom to mourn for other relatives as well? So the answer is, technically speaking, yes. So it is customary for the relatives to observe a partial avelos, a partial mourning during the first week from the death until after the first Shabbos. Not the full Shiva, but until after the first Shabbos. This includes refraining from bathing in warm water, not changing clothing as one normally does for Shabbos, and not attending special feasts like Seudos or social gatherings, not shampooing one's hair. But after Shabbos, these activities are permitted. So how does this custom differ for different types of relatives? So for a first cousin or a grandchild, a son or daughter's son, one should wear all the regular big day Shabbos on Shabbos, the regular clothing on Shabbos, except for the outer layer. For a father-in-law, a mother-in-law, a paternal or maternal grandfather, or a woman for a father-in-law or mother-in-law, a paternal mother, paternal or maternal grandfather, then one can only wear a regular Shabbos shirt. The rest may not be the regular Shabbos clothes. So this is what we do today. Today, generally speaking, even direct avelim do wear their Shabbos clothes on Shabbos during the Shiva. However, non-direct avelim should act in a way of partial avelos until after the first Shabbos, and this is certainly in the presence of the avel. And this happens many times when there's a father-in-law, a mother-in-law that passes away, a grandparent that passes away. So those who are in the house, those relatives who are directly connected, they're not the avelim themselves. They do need to have certain levels of restrictions until after the first Shabbos. The next question is, do converts and their children observe mourning for each other? The answer is no. The person who converts to Judaism is considered reborn, born in a new family of Judaism, and therefore their biological connections do not have the requirements of avelos. Certainly they must respect their relatives, certainly their parents, but the halachas of avelos are not applicable in this situation. So one can create certain customs around this to help process it, to have a gathering, to welcome people in for a day or two, but there's no specifically halachas of avelos. We move to our second concept today, and that is babies that pass away, Hashem should protect us. What are the mourning laws when it comes to an infant who dies within 30 days of birth? So if a child dies within 30 days of birth, even if it's on the 30th day itself, even if the child is fully developed, has hair, nails, then no mourning is observed. The garments are not torn for kriya, and the laws of aninus do not apply, because that child is considered non-viable, therefore does not warrant a full avelos. When does mourning apply? When do the halachas of mourning apply for a child who dies after birth? So the child lives for 30 days, even if they pass away, God forbid, on the 31st day, then full avelos is applied. And even if it's certain that the child was kolu loy chadoshav, meaning to say that the child was really born in the full ninth month. So we know that the father and the mother were together, and they weren't together there afterwards, and now the baby's born a full 9 months later on. Or even in certain situations where the child, we know that when conception was, we know when the due date is, and the child is born at full term, and then the child lives for less than 30 days. In such cases, a poster should be considered consulted, but it is possible to have a full avelos in those situations. What is halacha if one of two twins die within 30 days, the other one survives past the 30 days? So no mourning is observed for the twin who dies within the 30 days, even though the survival of the other one indicates that the other twin was viable. It does not prove that both were viable, and therefore Lavedis does not apply in these situations. These are all very difficult questions, but this is a framework. In order for there to be, for any system to have meaning, it has to have rules, and the rules are very specific because there are so many different situations. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.